This is kind of complicated. We have a height calculation for the avatar, which affects how it gets positioned vertically, right? We kind of figure out how tall the avatar is based on the position of a bunch of bones leading from the foot up to the head. So you've got, ankle, knee, hip, all just on the left side, pelvis, torso, chest, head, neck, and skull. And there's also a sort of a correction factor that's intended to apply for the fact that the head is sort of rounded rather than just vertical. You know, again, it's really based on trying to approximate the shape of a human. And then kind of center that relative to what the server is telling us the kind of center of the avatar is. So what I think is going on with your horse is that you have some animations playing that are changing the positions of some of those joints, and that's affecting the height calculation. So if you try to position the horse just based on the initial joint positions of the mesh, it's probably going to show up at the wrong height. But then after the animations kick in, then the height gets recalculated, and that moves you back down to where you should be. So what that means is that and I think that's the cause of the inconsistency, is that we weren't actually updating the height very often. And so depending on who you were, whether you're looking at yourself as self or whether somebody else is looking at you, whether you've run reset skeleton, you know, a lot of the times the calculation for the height would be out of date, and so as a result of that, the avatar's position would be wrong or inconsistent. So the change that I've made is basically to just keep updating the avatar body height all the time, or the body size all the time. So if you're animating positions, if you've got changes that are imposed by the mesh, really anything that affects that calculation of kind of toe to head height, then that's going to affect your ground placement. So that means you're never going to be stale. You're always going to have the full effect applied from your animations plus your meshes. It also means that if you've got an animation that's trying to fly those joints around, you know, actually changing the positions, you could get some weird effects from that, right? Since the height is always getting recalculated, you may wind up with more of sort of dynamic adjustments than you were expecting. And really the only fix there is to be basically to be careful about not animating those positions, or at least the Z part of those positions, too frequently. You know, it's one thing to just sort of fly them into place at the beginning of the animation. It's another thing if they're varying, you know, continuously while the animation is playing. You know, like a lot of things, it was really designed for the original system avatar. You know, you've got a more or less vertical human, and it was intended for that. And so you get some kind of unintended side effects when you apply it to quadrupeds or other things where they're not sort of primarily vertically oriented.